Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Brandon Snide.
The Milwaukee Brewers begin the day a game and a half behind the Cincinnati Reds in the National League Central and will embark on a 10-game road trip that begins tonight in Cleveland to take on the Guardians. Coverage of that game gets underway here on WTMJ beginning at 5:35. Wade Miley expected to get the start for the Brew Crew.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited, and our guest on this Friday is beat writer for MLB.com covering the Brewers, Adam McAlvey. What's up, Adam?
Hey, Cleveland's a good trip for the Brewers. The last time Wade Miley pitched there, he threw a no-hitter. He starts tonight. The last time Corbin Burns pitched there, he threw a no-hitter, and he starts Sunday.
He needs one, too. I would take a good outing from Burnsy. So are you on this roadie or no?
I'm in New York in Pittsburgh, so I'm going to visit Summerfest this weekend.
Oh, good. Pro tip, visit the Johnsonville Somerville stage. Johnsonville, the new sponsor of that stage on the north end of the grounds. I was out there judging the brat contest yesterday, and they asked for some unique toppings on the brat. And the winner was this brat. Now, follow me on this. It's wrapped in a tortilla. It's got pico de gallo and queso and then crushed Fritos. And I was one of the judges for this. I was prepared not to like it, Adam, but it was awesome.
You know, you get to do all the best stuff like that. You might have the best job in the city.
It was hard. I had to fill out a whole rubric and hit a judge things on.
Yeah, it sounds really
walkability.
Sounds like
it was
a big challenge.
Very taxing, dude. What are they? As long as we're on food, what are they? So you said you're in Pittsburgh and New York. What are the big food items out there at the ballpark?
We're boring. We have these dining rooms in the press box. So when we go back there, it's like a standard, you know, media meal. I don't know that I can think of, there's Shake Shack in New York. I know in the ballpark that you can get.
Cool.
And then of course in Pittsburgh, there's the,
pierogies, right?
Yeah. The pierogies. Why am I blanking on the sandwich? It's the cheesesteak sandwich with fries and coleslaw and tomato on white bread. I can't believe I'm blanking on the classic.
That has a name?
Sandwich.
Some sort of hoagie?
Oh, my God. We're being mocked by thousands of fans who've been to the East Coast right now.
Text line will light up momentarily. But yeah,
oh,
so
goodness.
Your point being you're not
on.
You're not well fed.
Of course not. Never.
Brewers have to do well on this roadie here, gain some traction, right?
Yeah, they need to start hitting. I mean, we've talked about this. This is a pitching and defense team. I don't think anyone expected them to be the 1927 Yankees at the plate. But Willy Adames is in a really tough stretch. Roddy Tellez in a really tough stretch. Luis Urias hasn't got his feet under him since missing all that time in the IL. So you're talking about several spots in the middle of that batting order where they're just getting no production. And they scored some runs. You know, they swept the Pirates in that weekend series, and they scored 5 runs in every game. That's okay. But in general, they are not generating near enough offense. They have the lowest OPS in the National League. And it's got to be on the players in-house because you don't have a whole team at AAA to call up. It has to be on the players who are here to start hitting better as they get into the summer months when typically you start to score a lot more runs.
Brewers beat writer for MLB.com, Adam McAlvey, is with us. Any indication, Adam, at this point, whether the Brewers are buyers and sellers? I mean, it's a bit early, but we'll start to come up on that trade deadline pretty quickly here.
Sure, but the modern GM loves a deadline, and they wait until the very last minute in order to make those decisions. So you're right about it being early. It's not even All-Star break, really. I think it's even beyond the All-Star break where they really lock in those decisions. This is an information gathering time. There's surely conversations going on for GMs to get a feel where each of them stand right now. But look, if you look around baseball, this is one of the big changes. We've been focused on the rules. But the line between buyers and sellers is a little bit more blurred this year. There aren't as many quote unquote tanking teams in the game right now. So it's a little bit harder. And look at the National League Central for an example of that. Every team right now probably can make a case that they can win the division. So I think there's fewer pure sellers at this stage. We'll see if that changes in the third week of July or so.
The Primanti.
Yeah, oh my God, yeah, thank you. That would have bothered me. Well, I would have looked it up, but I can't believe I even whiffed. That is a can't-miss in Pittsburgh. Some people will say overrated. That's complete nonsense. That's like saying a broth's overrated in Milwaukee. It's a classic thing because it's a great thing.
The old National Bank talk and text line never fails. Adam, thanks. Have a great roadie then.
All right. Don't get a stomach ache. See you next time.
No worries. 10 minutes before 8 o'clock.